Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the show.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
I don't know if I should say congratulations to this dude for the best burn ever against me or if I should be pissed about this. Little backstory. Back in February, I got a text from a random person I didn't know. And they said, is this Lissa Lou? And I texted back, who is this? And I'm going to change the names and say the guy's name is Dave. This is Dave. I got your number from Jim. Jim is a dude, also name changed, I went on a couple dates with 10 years ago, and he was very unkind to me. So Jim has given this new dude my number. He's some guy from Wilkes-Barre, and he's trying to text me. I blocked his number. Mm-hmm. I get a text yesterday from a new number. Evidently, Dave got a new phone. So he's like, hey, is this Lissa? I promise I'm not a crazy person. Talk to me. No woman wants a dude from her past to give another dude her number without her permission.
And is that the way you approach somebody?
It was so weird. And yeah. I kind of want to congratulate this guy for screwing me 10 years later. I haven't talked to this dude in a decade.
Oh, the original guy.
The original guy. He's probably giggling with all of his friends right now going, I know Dave will be relentless. He'll get 7 phones. He doesn't care.
See, this is like the new form of in my day, you'd put the phone number on the bathroom wall.
Yeah. It's a classic.
It's the same kind of thing. It's just a sucky move on his part, the original guy.
Yep.
And then the new guy is really, that's your in?
Is this something that works now? Is this something people are doing? I've tried to be out of the dating pool for at least a year. I'm very happily single. But is this something we're doing? Because please stop. It's not cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure you personally, you don't want to just hear from some random guy.
But in a way, I'm going, I got to give him credit. That's pretty good. He got me.
10 years later, you'll get another random text from another guy. So this just came into the text club, 1-800-222-0985. Question for Lissa. How or why did you decide to take a year off from dating? I'm currently separated for a few years, still haven't dated, not until the divorce is final in a few months.
Oh, wow. Good luck with your situation. For me, during the pandemic, I was in a really bad situation that you knew about. It just turned me off for a while.
Yeah.
It's like somebody giving you a ticket to the Titanic. You're like, I'm good. I'm late.
I took a year off from dating in my 20s, but it was more just, because no one would go out with me. It was more, I'm not interested.
Universe did it for you.
It wasn't my choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.